The Dub D Dub Review podcast is proud to have two great sponsors, the Magic for Less Travel Agency and the Theme Park Brothers. The Magic for Less is an authorized Disney vacation planner. Let the agents for the Magic for Less, including our very own Laura Fitzpatrick, help take care of the important details like dining reservations, fast pass planning, and discount checking to ensure that your next Disney vacation will create memories to last a lifetime. Plus, their services are completely free. You pay nothing and can benefit from their years of knowledge and experience. More information can be found on themagicforless.com. We've also partnered up with the Theme Park Brothers. Michael, Jordan, Cameron, and Christina Black have some of the nicest quality Orlando attraction videos on YouTube. Subscribe and check out their latest videos, which are sure to keep you entertained, as well as keep you informed of all the latest changes to the Walt Disney World Resort. Search for the Theme Park Brothers on Facebook and YouTube, and at Theme Park Boys on Twitter.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the WDW Review Podcast. I am your host for this evening, Pete Ponocorvo. With me, as always, my co-host, Chris Malik. Chris, are you getting excited?
I am getting excited. Hang on, Pete. Let's start this over. Ask me how I'm doing first. I got an answer ready for you.
How you doing?
We're great. Come on, I've been practicing that all day. Oh, I watched Tony the Tiger. I've been practicing it all day.
Where did that even come from?
Right? That was like retro commercial time. I am getting excited, big guy. I have just a few days left. Probably by the time this airs, I'll actually be in transit on the way back. But I am excited. Got three nights at the Wilderness Lodge. How could you go wrong, you know?
You can't.
You can't. I could hear the music already. So, we got a day committed at Epcot.
All week.
We have been, haven't we? I've got a day committed to Epcot, and I know I'm going to send you pictures, drive you nuts at least for one day, so I couldn't be more excited.
So, I know I don't have any trivia today, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting excited. Are there any particular souvenirs you're going to get?
This sounds
like, have you seen anything recently that's come out that you really want?
This sounds like a loaded question, and you know I have very little control financially when I'm on vacation, Pete, right?
I mean, yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking.
I mean, I walk around like Daddy Warbucks from Annie when I'm on vacation, and money seems to go quickly.
By the way, did you see that email that I forwarded you?
I did see that email.
About the Disney Archive maquette for sale?
I did. Impressive. But why do you ask me about the souvenirs, buddy?
Well, because I'm curious, you know. Souvenirs that you get at the park, they'll come and go. They may get broken. They may get lost. They may wear out. What if you could get one that you would be able to keep with you indefinitely? You will always have it with you or on you, per se.
Love it. Keep going.
Yeah?
Keep going.
I want to introduce you to somebody.
All right.
This gentleman, he's we'll call it semi-local. He's within a three-hour drive for us.
Okay.
Okay. He is by far the most illustrated Disney fan I've ever seen. And that is Mr. Disney Tattoo, Kenny Houston. Kenny, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Kenny, we took a long time to get there, but I got to...
It took a while.
It took a while for us to tell the narrative, but I got to tell you, I am so excited to talk to you. If people might say, okay, I've seen the name Kenny Houston before. Why do I know the name Kenny Houston? And tell us why people would have known the name Kenny Houston before.
For my Disney tattoo. Basically 85% covered in Disney tattoos currently.
Yes, and you're almost underselling it. You have the best Disney tattoos. You have legs covered, arms covered. You have
You have a back piece that's incredible.
Incredible. I was talking to you earlier, and I did say to you that when I saw your pictures at the Animal Kingdom Park, and I saw you eating ice cream, and I see the, you know, I have the little W is showing on your shirt, and then I see your arm, and I saw Captain Jack and Barbossa and Jack the Monkey, and then I saw your back piece, and I said, holy cow, this might be the most illustrated Disney fan I've ever seen in my life. I need to talk to this gentleman. I have to understand this, because that's the most impressive thing I think I've ever seen. I got to be honest with you. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Once I got started, it was kind of like an obsession that took over.
Awesome.
Well, so. let's go to the beginning then to start with, just because that's where everybody should start. Where did your love of Disney come from?
It started when my oldest daughter was in a travel volleyball, and we went down to a volleyball tournament down in the ESPN property. So while we were down there during the break in the game and stuff, we went over to Magic Kingdom. So, and just instantly, we just fell in love with Disney. And we had other vacations planned. And then after the next year, our family vacations centered around Disney World. No matter what we were doing, that was our vacation spot. So
you had never gone down to Walt Disney World before, Kenny?
Wow. That was something that the kids can get into and everything, and you know, it just brought the whole family together, and it's just year after year, just the love of Disney just kept growing.
Wow. That was your first visit, Kenny? You had never been down there before prior to that trip?
No, I'd never been down there. I'd been to Florida many times, but never to Disney.
Wow.
And that was my first time ever being on Disney property.
Okay. You mentioned that you went to the Magic Kingdom. Does that remain your favorite park, or how do those kind of rank in your mind of the parks there?
Well, actually, my favorite park personally is Hollywood Studios.
Hmm.
Then Magic Kingdom would be after that, Epcot, and then Animal Kingdom.
Hollywood Studios gets love. Course. Wow. Tell us why. That's an interesting call.
I just like the way it's set up, and I like just the whole atmosphere there, kind of like the old-timesy, movie sets and stuff.
Okay.
Plus, you know, I love the Rock and Roller Coaster, love Tower of Terror. So those are the two rides, no matter what I'm doing, those are the two rides I have to do every trip. So it's just something about Magic Hollywood Studios,
mm-hmm.
It just draws me to that park
okay.
every time.
Kenny, do you stay on property when you're down there, or do you stay off property and come back in, or where do you stay?
I stay on property every time.
Okay.
Good man.
The
first trip down there, since I didn't know anything about it, I stayed off property.
Okay.
After that, I said never again. On property is the only way to go for me. So a lot of times I'll spend... I stay at the kind of like the value resorts, Pop Century. I love Pop Century,
mm-hmm.
Mainly because I spend so much time at the parks, very little time at the resorts. So I look at it as I don't want to spend as much money in the resort because I'm going to be all the time in the parks. So, but I have stayed at Port Orleans, Riverside, and the French Quarter. Love both of them.
Okay.
So.
You're a smart traveler. People, you know, sometimes shoot far above their means, and you're right. If your vacation intention is to go to the parks for 10 or 12 hours a day, you just need a shower, a bathroom, and a bed, and not much more than that. I'm going down very shortly, and I know we're going to spend 2 days roughly just lounging by the poolside, so we wanted a little different accommodations. So that's where we went. So you're really smart. Pick the place that you can shower and you can sleep comfortably, and it's got full of Disney atmosphere. But you know you're going to be away all day, so I could appreciate that too as well.
Oh yeah.
All right.
That's why I've always looked at it. So.
So educate me here. So I am the freshman. I'm the rookie in this conversation. Pete's got some tattoos, but even Pete's a novice compared to you. So I've got a whole list of questions for you. Do you mind if I just shoot them off and fire them off to you? Because I got to pick your brain, if that's okay.
No, that's perfectly fine.
Cool. So do you remember, what was your first tattoo? Was it a Disney tattoo or was it something else?
It was a Disney tattoo.
Okay.
So just kind of like a little story. Out of all the tattoos I have, I only have one tattoo that's non-Disney. So rest of them are Disney-related.
So 85% of your body's covered, but only one tattoo is non-Disney.
Yes.
I must meet you in my lifetime, Kenny. We must meet. We must meet and shake hands at some point. Okay, so what was that first tattoo?
The first tattoo was Mickey and Friends on my arm.
Okay.
And across my chest.
Okay. So that's a serious commitment. How'd you jump into that one already?
Well, what I did is I'd wanted a tattoo for years, just didn't know what to get. And I didn't want to get something that was cliche or hot at the time, because I'm thinking, okay, 2 years from now, it's not going to be a big deal. I'm going to regret it. So I just kind of waited and waited and waited. And then this whole Disney thing just kept coming in my mind. And on my 47th birthday, I walked into a tattoo shop here locally and said, this is what I want. I want Mickey and Friends, what I call the original six. So it's Mickey, Minnie, excuse me, Goofy, Pluto, Donald, and Daisy.
Okay.
So I said, here, this is what I want. And I took in pictures. And the very first tattoo I had was an 8-hour tattoo session. And I got all Mickey and them across my chest.
Holy cow. So most people don't, I mean, is that normal, Pete? Is that normal, Kenny? Do they go across the chest to start off with, or is it like on the arm or foot?
No.
That seems like a huge leap to me. I mean, I love the inspiration and the confidence in that. How'd you pick the chest?
Most people will do like the upper arm, the forearm, sometimes the thighs, because those are the areas that normally hurt the less. But I went in with the whole mindset, go big or go home. And I was going to go big. So, you know, and most people go and they get something small the first time because just to see what it feels like, you know, maybe an hour session. Nope, I went in 8 hours, give me an all-day session, get it done. So,
wow. So that gave you the outline and the fill, huh?
I just fell in love with tattoos and just kept going back.
Yeah, and Chris, that's a very common thing. Once somebody gets one, the next thing they know, they've got two, they've got three. They always have a plan for the next one.
Wow. So, Kenny, explain the process to me. So you say 8 hours. So I don't have tattoos in my body, except for the giant cobra on my back. No, I don't have any tattoos in my body. So so tell me what
the whole... Man, I'm glad you changed what you were going to say.
Tell me the whole process. What would it be like? So I don't know anything about it. And you say 8 hours. You go in,
what they do.
Yeah.
You go in, you have a picture of what you want. Or you tell the artist your ideals and they'll draw something up. But okay. This was just basic. I want these characters done. Mm-hmm. So I already had the pictures done. And what they do is they make a stencil. So it's like an outline of the picture that you want tattooed. So it's a kind of like carbon paper is what it looks like.
Okay.
They shave the area that you want to get tattooed. They apply that stencil to it. They let it dry, normally 10, 15 minutes, depending on the size of the stencil. And then after it's dried, they're able to start tattooing. And as they tattoo, they have to wipe away the ink. And since the stencil's dry, it doesn't smear or wipe away. So, and then they just start tattooing. excuse me, they'll tattoo for, depending on the artist, maybe 45 minutes to an hour, take a break, you know, 5-10 minute break, come back, start all over again.
Wow. And so you were in the chair for 8 hours in a row, getting the outline and then getting the color fill, correct?
Yep. Wow. Yep. He did the outline and the color. And some people, some artists will do, depending on the detail of a tattoo, they will do the outline in one setting and then let that heal and then come back and then do all the color shading in a second session.
Okay.
But I, every time I went, I had everything done, outline and shading all done at the same time.
Okay.
Kenny, are you a talker to your artist, or are you going to let him just get into his zone and you put earbuds in and listen to music or whatever?
Well, I've had four different artists, or actually five different artists, do all my tattoos.
Okay.
Normally, they put the headphones on, they kind of get in a zone, and then once they get in that zone, they kind of take the headphones off, and then we just sit there and chat, like, you know, just two people sitting, you know, at dinner or whatever, just sitting there just chatting about things, and so.
Wow. So let me ask you.
Because I'm the opposite way.
Okay.
I'm the one that I just put in my earbuds. I let my guy go to work, and I just zone out. And every so often, he'll say, "You want to get up and go look at it in the mirror and make sure you're happy."
Wow.
Other than I've tried that before. I just sit there and let him go.
Yeah.
I tried listening to music and stuff. It's just it never worked for me. I just kind of sit there and, you know, just kind of go to my happy place.
Okay.
And, you know, just kind of like zone out myself. But then, you know, after 10 minutes or whatever, then I'm just ready to talk like we are now. And someone be sitting there just tattooing on me. So
what do you do afterwards? So you got the tattoo in and like, what are the instructions? I know you have to kind of keep it out of the sun but what is the maintenance and care of a tattoo then?
Well, you have to keep it clean.
Okay.
That's the big thing. Keeping it clean. People have different versions. Some people will let what they call dry heal, where they just wash it and don't put any lotion or anything on it. That never worked for me. But what I would do is I would clean it with antibacterial soap during the shower, get out of the shower, take a paper towel and blot it dry, and then let it air dry for like 20 minutes. And then I would take a fragrance-free lotion, mm-hmm. just like a kind of like a pea size, and rub it on the tattoo. You don't want to get it too heavy. The thicker it is, the tattoo can't breathe. So just enough to keep the skin moist so it doesn't crack and bleed and start scabbing over.
Gotcha.
So, but I did find this new product that I used on my last tattoo. I love that stuff. It's called Sanoderm, and it's like a plastic wrap with a sticky back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You just put it on there, leave it on there for 7 days, and then peel it off, and it's healed.
Wow. Well, so, how big is the first tattoo, Kenny, then, by size? Do you know, is it like 3 inches by 5 inches? How big is that tattoo?
My characters are about 4 inches tall.
Okay.
And probably about 3 inches wide.
Okay. So, can I ask you then, what is the cost of something like that? I wouldn't even know what a tattoo costs.
The first all-day session that I sat in cost me $600.
Okay, so the one in the chest cost $600. Okay, so that was for your 47th birthday. So, I've got to ask then, at that point, you must have felt like that was the absolute right thing. How did it start to go from there? Because you must have started firing them off quickly then, or how long did it take to be where you're at now, where you're 85% covered?
From the time I started until now was a 2-year span. So I went from zero tattoos to 85% covered in, well, actually, it was just under 2 years.
Holy cow. And right now, this would be in the two-year mark. So you would have started in 2015, Kenny?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So how did it go that fast, though? I mean, you went zero to... You went zero to 200 miles an hour. How did you go there? So,
well, once I got the first one, like I said, normally once you get a tattoo, they're very addictive. And that I didn't think that was true, but that is very true. So
famous last words.
Yeah. I mean, once I got that first one, then, you know, I was online looking at different pictures and stuff. And then just one right after another, just ideas just started popping in my head. And I would literally wake up at night with a fresh idea of what to do.
Holy cow.
And I'd wake up out of a sleep. It was like, that's my next tattoo. I know what it is. it just kind of like snowballed from there, just one right after another.
Okay, so did you pick out spots on your body for the tattoos, or did you have the tattoos and say, okay, I want this here, or was it like specific, like... Like this is going to be a bad reference point, but like in my mind, when I think of like tattoos that are heavy, I think of the old wrestler Bam Bam Bigelow, who tattooed flames on his head, and like that tattoo, that was going on his head, guaranteed. That was not an arm tattoo. How did you come to that conclusion of tattoos for like your arm or your wrist and your chest and your back piece? And I want to get to that back piece in a minute. How did that happen? Like, or did you just have so many designs?
Every tattoo that I came up with, I knew basically what I wanted and what it to look like, and I knew exactly where I wanted it on my body.
Wow.
So I went in with an ideal, and I told my artist, you know, this is what I want. You know, I got to have these elements in there. And I've had some great artists, and they just kind of went with my ideals and just kind of took it a little bit more. And was adding different elements to my tattoos, and it's like, that's amazing, you know.
Wow.
It's like, you know, but I knew what I wanted and where I was going to put it, each one.
So
that's a sign of a good artist, too, Chris.
Yeah.
If you bring him something, and he gives you something in return that is not only exactly what you asked for, but it's more, that's the guy that you want to go back to if you can.
Well, Kenny, you said you've used 5 artists, correct? Are they all local, or do you travel for, like, the tattoos?
4 of the artists, are or were local. 2 of my artists have actually moved away.
Mm-hmm.
I only used 1 artist that wasn't local. It was an artist that I wanted to get something to tattooed from, and I met him down in the... tattoo convention down in Louisville, Kentucky. And it was, that one was kind of like a spur of the moment. Oh my God, you're here. Let's do it. So,
okay.
But I knew I had an idea in my head, so I knew what I wanted. I just wasn't sure who I was going to get to do it. And when I saw him, it's like, you got to do this.
And so, which one was that, by the way?
That's on my ribs, on my right side.
Your Jack Skellington?
No, it's a scar underneath it.
Okay.
That blends into my whole villain stomach piece.
Mm-hmm. I've not seen your villain stomach piece. I need to see that then, too. Amazing. So I was going to say, how do you decide on what's next? But I've seen the pictures you have on Instagram and Facebook, and you have everything from the pirates... to, I see a picture of Uncle Walt on your leg, right? Is that your leg that Walt's on?
Yep.
And
yep, that's my left leg.
To the whole back piece, to, did I see Ariel, the princess, on an arm, like a colored Ariel?
Yes, I have Jasmine, Aladdin, Ariel, and Aurora on my arm.
So your inspiration comes from really anywhere. I mean, you pick up pictures from just about anywhere. You don't have a, like, your cohesive theme is Disney, but it's like you're not picking, I mean, it's just that image on this spot, correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I know, like, going into it, what I do is I'll look at different pictures, and what in my mind, I piece them together and say, you know, I don't want my tattoos looking like someone else's. That's the big thing. That's definitely a no-no for me.
Okay.
But what I do is I take, like a pitcher, and then I'll make it my own. So, and so when a tattoo is on me, it's the only one in the world. So it's like, this is the only, you know, one you're going to see like this in the world.
So, can I ask, what is your favorite? You got to have a favorite.
My favorite actually is my back piece.
Okay.
The Walt Disney World theme parks across my back.
Okay, so that was a good setup.
How many sittings was that? That had to be multiple sittings.
It was 4 different sittings.
Okay.
Kenny, can you describe it for us? What is on your back right now?
What it is, it's the Walt Disney World 4 theme parks. So it has the tree from Animal Kingdom, has Spaceship Earth from Epcot, Cinderella's Castle from Magic Kingdom, and the Sorcerer's Hat from Hollywood Studios, which unfortunately is no longer there. They took the hat down right when I had my tattoo finished.
Okay.
Oh.
So.
No. Pete,
and someone actually.
I like it. I like it the way I've seen
someone
it.
Someone actually made the comment that, well, now your tattoo is, you know, you're going to have to get that covered up because the hat's not there. It's like, no. The hat, to me, represents Hollywood Studios. So it's always going to stay there to me.
The hat was there the first time you were there, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why the hat for you is the icon for Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because someone said, well, why don't you get like Tower of Terror? You know, something like that. It's like, no, I want Sorcerer's Hat. That's when I think of Hollywood Studios, in my mind, that's what I think of, is that hat. Walking into the park, seeing the hat.
I see you have the monorail on there as well, and it largely encompasses
the
top part of your back. I mean, it's half of your back, correct? Yeah.
The upper half of my back. And the monorail was kind of like a late addition. And, well, what I do is I also have the arch. So when you drive into Disney, the arch going across there, you know, happiest place on earth. I have that arch across there, and I have, I have Walt and Mickey, the friendship statue, or the partner statue. Mm-hmm. I have that there, so it looks like Walt is walking with Mickey into the parks and pointing, you know, like kind of like pointing to the parks and walking in with Mickey.
Wow.
And then I had the monorail coming around the side, like, it's coming around to pick him up.
Wow. That was the one that caught my eye, and I talked to Pete, and I said, Pete, this gentleman has a spot on our show whenever he wants to come on our show, absolutely. Kenny, do you have a least favorite tattoo on your body? Do you have one that you're not crazy about?
I would probably say it would be the scar tattoo.
Okay.
And I don't hate it by any means. I think it was just because it was such a rushed, you know, it's like a spur of the moment where all of them were so planned out that I just have like a tiny, tiny regret of getting that.
Okay.
I just wish I would have waited and had one of my normal artists actually do that piece. So, but I really don't. I don't regret getting any of them, actually.
Have you ever covered up or, like, modified a tattoo? Has anyone ever given you a tattoo job and you said, well, I really don't like that one, but we could make it this? Have you ever doubled up on a tattoo?
Actually, I'm going through that process right now.
Okay.
So, what I did is after I got my Mickey and Friends across my chest, I had a Celtic cross on my left arm, upper arm. And the artist that did it didn't do a very good job. So, and then I thought, okay, that really doesn't go with anything else on my body. So what I'm doing now is I'm having it covered up with a galaxy theme with an outline of a Mickey in the galaxy.
Oh, like a space Mickey type thing.
It'll be a constellation, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to, and I got that from 2 years ago when I was in, I was getting off the ride at Space Mountain.
Okay.
And there was a t-shirt there with an outline of a Mickey with a kind of like a galaxy constellation star. And as soon as I saw it, it's like, that's what I'm getting it covered up with. So I took that image and just kind of went with it and added to it.
Kenny, hang on. I think I have the same t-shirt. He's not a kid. Like, the character himself, it's a vague outline, and the planets make up his eyes, yep. Nose. Is that the one?
Yep, exactly the one.
Kenny, no way. I have that exact same shirt. I bought it at Epcot at Mission Space.
Leave it to Chris to have the t-shirt.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, that was my inspiration, and it's going to be on my arm here shortly.
That's
finished.
Awesome. That's awesome. I'll put it on. I'm going to put it on right after this call. So my wife's going to say,
what are you wearing on your trip?
It's true. Why are you putting a shirt on at 10 o'clock at night, Chris? Never mind, woman. So I've got to ask you, if you don't mind, the piece on your back, yep, being so large, mm-hmm, what was, mm-hmm, the cost of that piece? If you don't mind.
That ended up being both the regular cost, and I always tip my artist. Ended up coming up to $3,500.
Okay. Actually, I expected it to be more. Yeah, I expected you to say much more.
Well, it started off, it kind of morphed into what you see. It started off smaller, so when the artist priced it out, she actually priced it pretty cheap.
Ah.
But it kind of, when I went in and told it, it was a lady artist, so I went in and told her what I wanted. Well, she was thinking the size of a plate on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I want it bigger. You know, I want it from shoulder to shoulder.
A plate, you know? like a dinner plate, Kenny? Like
yeah, that's the size she was thinking.
Okay.
So I said, no, I want it bigger, you know, shoulder to shoulder, from neckline down to about halfway on my back. And she was like, okay, well, since I've already quoted you the price for the size I thought you wanted, I'm just going to add a little bit more to it, and I'm going to go with that. I said, perfect. What I'll do is I'll make up the rest of it, or majority of it, tipping you out. And she's like, that's fine with me. So
wow.
I got a great deal on it, and I got an awesome tattoo out of it.
It is an awesome tattoo. It's not just the sheer size of it. It is fantastic. The detail in it and the color in it, it's amazing. When I looked at it, I said, holy cow, that was a supreme artist job. That was not sloppy or rushed in any means. So I thought it was awesome.
I had it done. I had it done start to finish 4 weeks,
mm-hmm,
which is a rush job for that. But actually, I was going to Disney, and I told her, I said, I don't care what happens, I have to have this finished before I go down to Disney. So literally like 3 days before I left was my last session to finish it up.
Wow. So you've got half a back remaining. So
yep.
At that point, that's in the 15% you don't have covered right now. What are your thoughts on future tattoos? What are you thinking?
Well, I am actually finishing down out my back. I should be done by the end of this year, hopefully. And I'm adding Buzz, Woody, Mr. Potato Head, standing in front of the Disneyland sign, taking a selfie, but using Mr. Potato Head's arm and his eye as the camera and selfie stick.
Oh, I can't even comment. Where'd you get the inspiration for that? How'd you come up with that one?
Well, I saw it was an artist down in Florida. He made a mock drawing of a Mr. Potato Head with using his eye and his arm as a selfie stick. So I saw that, and it's like, okay, I know what I want. I've always wanted Buzz and Woody somewhere on my body. And it's like, okay, this is perfect. So I'm going to take those two, add the Mr. Potato Head in there and put the Disneyland sign behind them. And so now I got Disneyland on the bottom of my back and Disney World across my whole upper back.
Wow. So that was it's going to cover your back. What do you have remaining that isn't covered at this point, Kenny? I mean, not to get graphic. What do you have left that you're thinking of spots for?
I have a little bit of spot on my left lower rib, and just patches in between the characters on my chest.
Wow.
So
really the back makes up the larger 15% of your body, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever run the numbers, Ken, of your entire tattooing experience to know what it's cost you so far?
It's around $12,000 right now, currently.
Okay, you know what? In my mind, I expected it to be much higher for the amount of art that you have in your body. So I am completely impressed by that.
What I would do is book what they call all-day sessions.
Okay.
So an artist will give you a discount if you book for an all-day, 8-hour session. Some people will call it tap-out session. So they're hoping you tap out in pain before the 8 hours. but I normally will do that because my shortest session I've ever sat for was 6 hours. My longest session I've ever sat for was 10 hours.
Oh, my gosh. So, your pain threshold must be superhuman. That's all I could say.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say. You know, it's like when I'm getting tattooed, I don't move.
Okay.
And they said that's kind of not realistic. Wow. But I just sit there and lay there, and, you know, even when I was having my ribs done, I actually fell asleep having my ribs done.
No way.
And that's one of the most painful.
That's impressive.
That's one of the most painful places you can have.
Yeah.
I actually fell asleep doing it.
Kenny, did they wake you up, or they just said, okay, let's go to school as fast as we can then?
Yeah, just like, leave me asleep and just go. And then, you know, I kind of woke up. And the reason I woke up is because it started tickling. So I woke up laughing.
Holy cow. Okay, so let's talk about pain then. Where was the most painful tattoo you've ever had?
Top of the foot.
The most pain I ever personally felt was on my back. Right dead center in on the spine.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. And it was just for a short, maybe 30 seconds. That was the only time out of all of this I thought, I can't go any farther with this. And after that, like 30 seconds real quick of shading, she was done. It's like, okay. So,
wow.
But that was the only time. And that was the most painful spot right there.
Okay, so here's my last question for you. And I got to tell you, Kenny, I loved talking to you today. This was so much fun to talk to you. Give me some tips. So I don't have any tattoos. Pete's got, you got four, big guy?
Yeah, I've got four right now.
What are some tips that you might give someone who's even thinking about their first tattoo or their fifth tattoo? Because, I mean, at this point, your knowledge is completely the authority that we're looking for.
Well, the big thing is be original. I say don't copy other people's work. But you have to know what you want when you walk into a tattoo shop.
Okay.
Or if you ever call an artist or whatever, you have to know what you want. At least the basics of it. You never want to walk into a tattoo shop and say, do whatever you want. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have to know what you want, and then let the artist kind of run with it. You know, let them add the pieces here and there. Then you have the final say. So, you know, no, I don't like this, take this out, whatever. So, and the other thing is don't overwhelm the artist. Actually, the more stuff you add to a tattoo, the muddier it gets. Mm. And over time, the worst it's going to look. So that's the big thing, is just know what you're wanting. And then when you go in for your appointment, you have to be prepared to sit there and be in pain. Hmm. That's the big thing. I was lucky. I had a really good artist the very first time. He told me exactly what to do to prep for a tattoo. and how to take care of it afterwards.
Okay.
So, and I followed those rules every single time, and they've worked perfectly for me.
Wow. Okay, I have one more. What did your kids and family think after you started with the first one and then to where it's at now? What are their thoughts?
They were shocked at first.
Okay.
I'm normally a very quiet, you know, keep myself type of person. Like I said, I waited until I was 47 to get my first tattoo. When I had the first one done, they were like, "Oh my gosh, I cannot believe you actually did that."
Because it's Mickey and Friends, right?
Okay. It was like so out of character for me.
Okay.
You know, it's like, and the worst part of it was my oldest daughter, she had a tattoo, and I just kind of gave her a really hard time with it. When she was 18, she got one. I was like, "Oh, I can't believe you did that. You know, that's on your body for the rest of your life. Oh my gosh." And then here I go and I do it.
Holy cow.
And that, you know, now I'm totally covered. And it's like,
yeah, that's it. You know, then you go way over with it too.
It's like, oh, well, you know, that's the, you know, the pot calling the kettle black there. So
wow.
You know, it's like, oops, I take all that back now. But
yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but after I started doing it, after I started doing it and they see what I was doing, they love all my tattoos.
Wow.
And especially the ones on my arm. They represent my kids, so those have the most meaning to me.
Okay, what does represent? Describe that to me. So they represent your kids. Are they characters, or what are they, Kenny?
Well, they're characters. Okay. So what I did is I was actually online, and I saw people getting like Cinderella, you know, Jasmine, Ariel, and stuff. I was like, I don't want just basic, run-of-the-mill characters. So what I did is I called all my kids up, said, "What's your favorite character? What's your favorite prince or princess?" So they told me it was Jasmine, Aladdin for my son, Ariel, and Aurora. So I said, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take those four characters, but I'm going to do something that no one else has ever done, or at least I don't know of. I dressed them like my kids, something that represented my kids. So my oldest daughter was a volleyball player, so Jasmine was hers. She's dressed as a volleyball player. My son, he likes to listen to music, play video games. So Aladdin is dressed in jeans, a t-shirt, holding a game controller with headphones on. And my youngest daughter liked to run, so she's Ariel, and I have her running out of the ocean. And my next to youngest daughter, she was a ballerina, and she's studying to be a nurse. So the bottom half of Aurora is a ballerina, and the top half is dressed as a nurse.
Wow. That was inspired.
And then I had on my right arm is Aladdin and Jasmine together. So I was I was going in for the final session, and it was right after Robin Williams passed away. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, perfect. I didn't know what to do with the open spot. Put Jeannie on there to tie together a whole Aladdin arm piece.
Wow.
So, and then I had next to Aurora, I have a blue and pink rose from the movie, of course, mm-hmm. but also the pink and blue rose represents my grandchildren.
Man, I keep on thinking of more questions to ask you. So does this ever become tedious, like at the park? I could see how, you know, with all this on you, with people stop, because I imagine people stop to ask to take your picture with them all the time. Is that accurate or true? I mean,
Oh yeah. It's when I first went down there, and I actually took my shirt off and had took a picture of my back in front of the castle and stuff. And actually I took a picture of my back and it went in all the parks, and people saw that and they were like, "Oh my God, I want a picture with you and your back."
Just your back.
You know, and I was going, you know, I'd have like a tank top on, people would see it. And it's like, you know, oh my gosh, watch on your back. So I take my shirt off. Oh, do you mind if I get a picture of that? And it's like, no, you know, and then I had my Pirates of the Caribbean leg. I had it totally done and I'm standing there in line. I can't remember what ride it was, but I was just standing there and for a ride. And I hear these three girls behind me talking, you know, it's like, so I turn around and look, you know, and they're like, oh my God, I love your leg. You know, so, you know, I pulled up my shorts, you know, and showed them the Jack Sparrow and everything. They're like, oh my God, can I get a picture of that? Sure, go ahead.
Wow.
So it's like I spend half my time stopping and getting a picture taken. So,
yeah.
Which, you know, I don't mind at all, you know. But with me being kind of like a shyer person, it really bothered me at first, people staring at me. But then after a while, you just kind of get used to it, and it's like, okay, you know. It is what it is. You know, I know what you're looking at. So,
yeah, they're admiring the art for sure. You know what I mean? And the commitment you took to get to that. Wow. Has Disney by any chance ever reached out to you? I know that their official policy for their employees is they can't have visible tattoos. But have they reached out to you at all at any point?
No.
No, they have not.
I thought about trying to look up an email or something, you know, and send them a picture of it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I know with their policy of tattoos and stuff, but you know, that's the reason I'll never have my hands tattooed or above my shirt line, you know, because, you know, one day I've kicked around the idea of maybe retiring and moving down there and, you know, trying to get to be a cast member.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ever did that, I want to make sure I have no visible tattoos with a long sleeve shirt on.
That'd be an easy application, Kenny. They'd just bring you into the... Yeah. You wouldn't even have to say any words, would you? Yeah. You have to say, ma'am, ma'am, can I show you something?
Yeah. Let me show you a few things here.
You're hired. So, yeah. Okay.
Let me show you my dedication to Disney.
Wow, that is just awesome. Kenny, I want to wrap this up because you've been so good. You've given us almost an hour here of your time, and I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, do you have anything left for Kenny?
Well, I mean, he's already given us what his next one is.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, it's once you have one, you've always got a plan for the next one, and before you know it, you've got two, you got three. My mom single one of mine, so...
Well, that's my mom was shocked when she first saw it, but it's like, you know, she's used to it now, and so. Okay. But that thing, I think I got like a ton of ideas running through my head. I just run out of space, so.
Yeah.
So that's the bad thing is once you get covered up, you got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
So. But.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time my mom sees any of mine, is that new? No. Same one I've had for. 20 years now I've had that one.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
But Pete, you only got another four, thing. Right? Kenny could say, no one would know. No one would keep count, right? He's got so many.
But see, that's the thing with mine always being able to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
She forgets that I have them until she sees them, and then she's like, is that a new one?
Yeah. Kenny, I do have one question about a future tattoo. So when you when you Google the word Disney tattoo ideas, there is a million different tattoo ideas. And I was just doing some prep work for the show, and I mean there are some good ones, but it's difficult to, you know, describe. But something I keep on getting drawn back to are the original logos for Epcot and the Epcot Center logos. Kind of the geometrical but like yet circular designs. Do you have any original Epcot logos or anything that deals with Epcot on your body?
No, just the spaceship Earth.
In the back. Okay.
Just part of my back. Yep.
See, Pete, maybe I get something like that and then I could be completely original or pseudo-original. I'm sure someone else has it. So.
Well, and that's, you know, things like that, that's what I like is kind of like things that, you know, maybe not everyone notices.
Yeah.
What it is, but you know what it is, you know, and it's, you know, I've seen different things like that, you know, like a symbol from the Polynesian resort. I've seen people get things like that tattooed.
Mm-hmm.
A normal person would not know what that is, a Disney person knows exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So, you know, things like that. That's kind of like what I like is, you know, it's maybe not everyone knows what it is, but you know what it is, and wow. Disney people know.
So let me give you an opportunity here, because after listening today, people definitely want to admire what you have. And heck, you know, once I saw it, I knew I wanted to talk to you because I admired the commitment it took to get there. How could people contact you, or where could they find copies or pictures of your tattoos? What's your social media like, your outlets, Kenny?
I have Facebook.
Okay.
So, Kenny Houston on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Instagram account. It's actually, I started it years ago. So it's actually PasteBoy8.
Okay.
Is my Instagram page.
Okay.
I really don't do Twitter or anything like that. Instagram and Facebook is the biggest for me.
Yeah, that's Instagram is where I saw the majority of your pictures as well, too. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So, excellent. So, you know, I wanted to wrap this up, but I wanted to thank you again for joining us. Like I said, you gave us about an hour, and I appreciate that. I look so forward to talking to you today. And I hope we weren't a pest or a bother to you. So, but thank
oh,
you.
Oh, no, it's been a pleasure. I love talking about Disney, and I love talking about my tattoos. So.
And based on our earlier conversation, we may be able to meet up, you know, in come late August, I understand. So that would be just fabulous. So.
Oh, yes. I really look forward to that, and I hope it actually comes about.
Cool.
So
for if you listen to us this long, we certainly appreciate that. This was a great show. I love talking to Kenny. I always love recording with my buddy Pete. So if you could go to Stitcher or iTunes and leave us a review, we would greatly appreciate that. From what I understand, the reviews just help other people find us quicker and moves us up in the rankings. But I'll be honest, if we got no reviews, it wouldn't matter. We would still do this because this was just the best time today.
But we still want some reviews. So
we still want some reviews. Okay, very good. So for my buddy Pete and our new buddy Kenny, I'd like to thank you for listening and have a great day.
See ya,
Kenny.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got to give a sign off, Ken. I should have told you. We have to prepare you. You have to give a sign off. So we'll do this one again. For my buddy Pete, have a great day, Pete.
I was waiting for Kenny this time.
Thanks for the opportunity to talk with you guys, and have a magical evening.
See you guys.
Thanks, buddy.